Hello and welcome to The Home Building Hero, where we help you become the hero of your new home by providing you all the information that you need. No matter if you're building, buying, or designing your next project, we got you covered here at The Home Building Hero. Coming to you live today from the Pella Windows and Doors Studio of Wisconsin. Hi, I'm your host, David Bellman, president of Bellman Homes. Thank you so much for tuning in to The Home Building Hero. And if you haven't already, hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any future content. Today's topic, municipally developed subdivisions. Is this a positive or a negative? All right, so this is something that I really wasn't aware of until recently. There was an article in our trade magazine from the Builders Association here in the state of Wisconsin, and they had an interview with the head of the League of Municipalities. Sorry, it's always hard to say. Jerry DeShane. He used to actually be in charge of the Wisconsin Builders Association. So he's very familiar, you know, with our industry, the construction industry, and obviously moving over to the league, he represents municipalities and all sorts of legal matters and issues. So sometimes our industry is on the same side with him, and sometimes we're opposed to their group. So it's kind of an interesting position that we find ourselves in with him. But he was gracious enough to join our group and provide an update here. And this was something that I really wasn't aware of going on. I don't see a lot of it here by me here in the Metro Milwaukee market, but apparently there is several subdivisions going up now that are being done by the municipality instead of private developers. And normally residential has always been left to the private market, the developers to build out. But we are now seeing that the municipalities are stepping in some cases and doing some developments. And the only time normally they get involved is when a developer in the market maybe forecloses on a property, the municipality may take that over and just sell it or, you know, finish it up, obviously, because they have money allocated, bonds, and different things like that. But this is a different situation. This is them really taking the project from start to finish. And so this has been kind of an interesting phenomenon. So they have an interesting stat here to start off with, and they basically said that for every new housing consumer that's getting married or graduating from college, there has been less than one half of an apartment created for them to live. So we are actually basically having twice as many people need housing as what we're creating. And this has led to a housing shortage. And we've kind of reported that inventory is extremely low. There's a huge demand here in Wisconsin for housing, and we're not replacing or creating enough product. So what's happening is some of the municipalities are starting to take the matter into their own hands, and they're doing these what we call municipally developed subdivisions. And where we're seeing this mostly is in more rural areas or smaller municipalities where there isn't really a larger established developer, where maybe there isn't a robust enough trade group in the area, or even really enough trades, you might see a municipally developed subdivision. And a lot of times, you know, most developers, they tend to go by the prime markets in the bigger areas. But that doesn't mean that there isn't a demand for housing in these smaller markets. In fact, a lot of these smaller municipalities are in a situation where because of some state laws and different things, it's difficult for them to raise enough money to make their budget. And it's kind of one of those things where they put a cap on what you can do for your property taxes. So really the only way for them to increase their amount that they can spend is by increasing their revenue. And the only way that they can do that is by having new homes, new construction, commercial, all that kind of stuff happen. So here's a couple projects that have been done by municipally developed subdivisions. So one is called Howard Village, or it's in the village of Howard in Wisconsin. And they did a village square project. And again, they financed the public improvements. So they actually paid for the streets, the sewer, the water for this development. And they did it because local lenders wouldn't actually finance that project. So the way they did it was that the municipality used their reserves from their utility. I'm not sure exactly what, but they have a utility reserve account, probably to upgrade their utilities. So they used the funds from there to do that. And again, because of these levy limits that are out there right now, where you can't raise taxes beyond a certain amount, the only way for municipalities to get that income is to have more development. If no one wants to develop in your area, they might be forced to do a municipal development. So that's one area that did that. Another area is Lafayette County in Wisconsin, which is kind of the southwestern area. And they only have a population of about 1,000 people. So we're not talking, giant cities of 400 plus thousand people. This is a very small municipality. And basically, what they've done is created and taken advantage of some TIF lands, and they developed a parcel. It's called Tinker's Bluff, kind of interesting name there. But they developed 60 residential lots, and they were selling them for $5,000 a piece, which is dirt cheap. I mean, if you go by me, an average lot is almost $150,000. So to be able to create lots for $5,000 is pretty remarkable. And they've obviously created a lot of revenue out of this property. It was originally a piece of land that was worth $400,000, and now with all the homes on it, it's going to be worth over $13 million. So you can imagine how positively that will affect the tax situation in that municipality by having that much more value to tax on. So that is pretty impressive when you look at that, and definitely would make the case for why you might want to see municipally created developments. But here's the interesting thing with this, is there is some debate as to whether this is really a good thing or not. I think in some of these very rural areas where there isn't a lot of activity, maybe there is no interest in development. I think municipalities should first, reach out to private companies and, make them aware of certain things that they would like to see developed, and especially if they have things available. I think that would be a good use of their time. But if there is no private option, and they're able to make a project happen, I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing. I think that's a good thing. But the disadvantage of this is if you have maybe an area that's a little bit more robust and you have a municipality doing it, there are a lot of challenges for other developers because this could be something where the municipality can do this and not really make a profit on it. And how is the private sector going to compete with that when the municipality is basically going to profit off the taxes and the infrastructure for 50, 100 years down the road? They don't necessarily have to make a profit on the project. That makes it very hard for private companies to come in and compete with that. So if you have several municipally created projects in the area, and then you're trying to do your own private development, you are going to be very challenged to compete with the municipality in that regard. The other thing is, a developer's got to put up money with the municipality. Usually it's 1.2%, or actually 20% more, rather, sorry, 20% more than what it actually costs. So you have to, let's say there's $1 million worth of improvements for a development. You not only have to be able to pay that $1 million for the improvements, but you also have to either set up a letter of credit or a bond for $1.2 million in case something happens to you. So that makes it very cost prohibitive and very difficult for a lot of developers to compete with that. And so if you have a municipality that has already funds bankrolled, or they don't necessarily have to put up that bond money, it's very interesting, and it can be very challenging for a private party to compete. And You know, again, the other thing is a municipality is not going to have to pay and it can exempt themselves from its own fees and other costs that they would have. So again, that's another huge competitive advantage that a private party wouldn't have. So I think we have to watch that, because that could be something that would be very damaging to an industry, is if you have all these municipalities starting to do their own developments and they can exempt themselves from fees. They don't have you know, all the bonding and different things that they have to do. Although that would help, you know, maybe reduce the cost. That's more evidence that we have way too many regulations, that we are way too hard on private parties here, and that, you know, that needs to be looked at in the future, because that's, you know, if we want to get cost of homes down, it has to start with the cost of the land, cost of the land development, and the amount of regulation that we have. Because if you've heard in the past, I've mentioned a number of 85,000 plus in Wisconsin for the cost added in a new home to regulation, and 2/3 of that cost, so probably around $60,000 of that cost, is in the development side of everything. So if you can reduce the barriers to development, you can greatly reduce the cost of those lots and the cost to improve those lots, and then hopefully help more home buyers. So that is definitely something that we have to look at, and good evidence for the fact that we do need to look at our regulations here in the state and hopefully reduce them to also reduce the cost of land and overall homes in the area and provide more housing for more people. Hopefully you guys found this interesting. Love to hear your thoughts on municipally created developments. Feel free to shoot us an email, homebuildinghero@yahoo.com.
Once again, thank you for tuning in to the Home Building Hero, broadcasting live from the Pella Windows and Doors Studio of Wisconsin. I am David Bellman, president of Bellman Homes. And before you leave, make sure you hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any future content. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you very soon.